Welcome to another episode of The Knowledgeable Pet Owner with Denise Herreau, Lisa Herbold, and I'm Chrissy Neumeyer-Smith. This week, we are talking about dental health. This is a really important topic for any of our dogs and cats. So, Lisa, why did we pick dental health?
Well, I'm a little late in broaching this subject because February is dental month and it is March right now. But that does not diminish how important dental health is for our pets. And I think a lot of owners don't realize how important it is.
We see it all the time, and we see it where there's not that sense of urgency. And I used to work at a vet too, and it really can become very problematic. And not just for the health, but even, I know we talk about groomers on this, like this is groomers talking about different subjects, but there is a noticeable difference as your dog gets older. And if the teeth weren't taken care of, things that we are fighting against when we're trying to go ahead and maybe scissor around the face and try and hold so that they're not moving. And you can tell that they're uncomfortable. Or if you even are just scrubbing the face and washing the face in the corner of the eyes and you notice that they're painful or wincing, or sometimes they'll be vocal and yelp. It just depends on what their technique is to tell us these things, right? How they want to talk to us and communicate to us. But it is, the dogs get older and that's not taken care of, it really does, it not only a health thing, but plays a role in behavioral as well.
And we hear a lot of people say, oh, you know, his teeth don't bother him, he's still eating. Well, they have to eat to survive. So I know the times I've had a toothache, I still eat. It doesn't stop me from eating. But that doesn't diminish the pain and the damage that the bad teeth are doing to the body.
Mm-hmm. And isn't there a link between tooth problems and heart disease?
Yes. The bacteria that builds up around teeth as they the gums tend to recede. They have the same issues we do. And just think, if you didn't brush your teeth, you know, at least once a day for 7 years, your teeth and gums aren't going to be very healthy either. So they tend to get infections under the gum line. The gum starts to recede and now the roots are showing, and that's where the pain starts coming in. And every time the dog bites down on something, it's releasing bacteria into the bloodstream. And it tends to pull in the major organs. So it tends to pull in the heart or the liver or even the kidneys. And it can cause many issues there. I know I've had a dog that I groomed since it was a puppy. And I started, you know, as the dog got older, I started mentioning, you know, hey, you might want to get a dental done. And it was still kind of blown off. And then one time I groomed him and the dog was just not acting himself. And I told the owner, you know, he needs to go see a vet. And he was actually in the early stages of kidney failure. And he wasn't even that old. But people don't realize that there's a correlation between the bad teeth and kidney, liver, and heart issues. So it's not just a, you know, they look bad or they smell bad. It really is detrimental to their health overall.
Let's talk about a little bit of upkeep and stuff. There are some groomers that will brush teeth and stuff like that. We used to do, and I don't know, Lisa, you can let me know. We do Zymox, the gel treatment, the enzymatic, mm-hmm. You know. But obviously, if owners aren't doing it at home, I want to throw this out there. If someone is upselling you on brushing teeth and you're not doing it at home, you're wasting your money if you're exactly only doing it every 4 to 6 weeks. We added it in as like a little extra, you know, we never upcharged for it. It was just sort of everything that was thrown in there. I just saying, if you're not keeping up with it at home, I could probably going to make a lot of groomers mad. I don't care. Because
no,
it doesn't,
truth.
It's a false truth. Sense of security for owners. It goes to the whole, we had the shedding. It goes to the whole marketing aspect that the big box stores did for de-shedding. It's something that we have to work against. I do know at home, I'm not a big brusher, but I do watch and I do use like the enzyme, the Zymox in the water additive and stuff like that. But I keep tabs on their teeth. So there are products, but if you have to do it at home, it can't
Absolutely.
Just be every 4 to 6 week thing.
And we could tell if you don't brush your dog's teeth at home. We can tell. We can tell the ones that get it done because they allow us to do it. And the ones that only get it done when they're in for their grooming, they don't like it. And it's an ordeal.
And I have had owners who were really good about brushing teeth. But just like with humans, we all brush our teeth every day, still have dental problems once in a while. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't think that because your dog's teeth are brushed that you won't need a dental or that they won't have any issues, because that does not seem to be true with humans. We should assume it will not be true with dogs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Correct.
Yeah. Just like we go to the dentist twice a year, you know, for that reason, because brushing alone does not, even if we're flossing, we don't really floss dog's teeth or cat's teeth. But they get the same gum disease that we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think owners don't realize it progresses as much as it does because they're not necessarily in their mouth or back in the canines that are farther away, because it starts in the back. When you start to see it in the front, that's when you know there's a really big problem. At least that's what I've noticed throughout the years, is that because it's always in the back part where we're not really checking and looking and lifting and seeing all that.
So, and those are the biggest teeth, the molars and the premolars towards the back. And that's what they need to chew on things.
Mm-hmm.
And those can be really painful because those have more than one. I'm trying to remember. I haven't done a dental in a few years. but like the fourth premolars, I believe, have three roots. And they're pretty big roots.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to mention, too, to stick up for vets. When your dog does or cat does have a dental, vets only pull teeth that need to come out. It is not easy to pull out even a diseased tooth, let alone a healthy tooth. Mm-hmm. So they don't do it to make money. They don't do it for any other reason than that tooth needed to come out in order to stop causing issues. So I will throw that out there.
And last time I got my guys a dental, we suspected it was just going to be a cleaning. But the x-rays, because my vet does x-rays before the dental, showed that one of those teeth was dead. So one of my guys had an extraction that she said, well, I'm glad we caught it now before it ever bothered him or turned into an abscess. Right. So it might seem excessive, like, why do they need x-rays, or why do they need an IV or any of those things? But that's just part of our veterinarians providing really good medical care.
And they do blood work before the anesthesia. Because the only way to really get the teeth clean is to put the dog under full anesthesia. I know some people or some places talk about there's this new trend about, you know, no anesthetic dentals. And that too lulls people in a very wrong sense of I've lost my words. What am I trying to say?
False sense of security?
Yes, it lulls people in a false sense of security. I mean, we've all gone to the dentist and they're scraping up under the gum and it kind of hurts, but we know, you know, we'll still sit there and we need it done. We can't explain that to the dogs or the cats. So their teeth may outwardly look clean, but underneath, you cannot get under the gum line with an awake pet. It just can't happen.
Right.
Yeah. And it shouldn't, because that's painful and we shouldn't do it. And going back to my vet tech years, a billion years ago when I was a vet tech, one of the big things that we talked about then too was that polishing after scraping is how you avoid having it all grow right back again. Mm-hmm. You want those polished surfaces so that it doesn't cling to it. Is that the right way to put it, Lisa?
Yeah, the ultrasonic scaler actually puts little microscopic grooves into the teeth. And that's why our teeth are polished too after they scrape them, is because they're making little grooves in there and the grooves will just hold more tartar. So yes, you absolutely have to polish teeth after doing it. And the teeth are not polished again during those non-anesthetic dentals. So you're almost doing more damage because the client thinks the dog's teeth are fine and underneath the gum line, they're not fine at all.
Yeah.
And
I had,
I was going to say, Lisa, you sticking up for vets, the cost. It is costly to have dentals done. So even the, you know, trying to prolong that as long as possible is wonderful. But what all goes into the cost of a dental? Because I think a lot of people just assume it's like us going in. It's a 10-minute job, you know, 10, 15 minutes to clean your teeth real quick twice a year, in and out. And I think we correlate that a lot to like how groomers are compared to hairstylists. I think we do right. The same with vets and dentals. So what all goes into it to have that price on it? Because I know the work that goes into it and the amount of money that goes into it, but owners don't necessarily know.
Well, I know some people kind of balk at doing blood work before anesthesia, but I know having had several surgeries, they run blood work on us too. Because if there's anything that's off, maybe they'll postpone the surgery, or maybe they'll use a different sedative or a different anesthetic agent, something like that. So that's an important part before going under anesthesia, is getting the blood work done. Depending on the age of the pet will depend on the extent of the blood work, because a young dog going in maybe for a neuter or something and maybe has some baby teeth that still haven't fallen out, they don't need as big a panel as, say, you know, a 10 or 11 or 12 year old dog, because
and
they're
a lot of our dogs have known health problems.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And anesthesia is a lot safer now than it used to be. I hear a lot that, you know, he's too old to have a dental. It's usually the owners don't understand that anesthesia, while there's always risks, it is a lot safer. Even the staff training is better than when I started, you know, way back in the Stone Age. We have better monitoring equipment. So being under anesthetic for them is a lot safer. I can't say it's 100% safe, because nothing is.
Nothing is.
Mm-mm. But again, the damage that bad teeth can do to the body far outweighs the risks of putting that pet under anesthesia.
And there are times where I have a customer and I'm trying to tell them, like, your dog's teeth are really in bad shape, and they aren't really understanding. And what I have done is use my cell phone and take a picture, so that little tiny Yorkie mouth, it's always like something tiny, right?
Yeah.
It's easier to see on a big dog, but like those little tiny mouths that you really have trouble seeing, and taking a picture and then blowing it up to like the full size of their screen so that they can really see. Because that's part of when you take a look and realize, oh, that part's gum, that part's tooth, and this other stuff needs to come off. This doesn't belong here. Because it's really easy, if you are not familiar with what dog teeth should look like, it's not all that obvious. It can be really easy to miss. So if you're ever wondering, like, take some pictures of your dog's teeth and take a look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or show them to your vet.
Yep. Yeah.
But too, correlating the prices too, I know I switched dentists recently and my exam was $100. The x-rays were another $75. And luckily this time I didn't need any other work. But that's, like you said, that's a 10 or 15 minute appointment. I brush, I floss, so I take pretty good care of my teeth. That doesn't include the blood work, the anesthesia, mm-hmm. and the x-rays. So just for my exam, you know, it was just mm-hmm. an exam and x-rays, and it cost me, you know, $200. So
yep,
the fees really aren't that outrageous for having your pet's dental done.
And your pet, if they're under anesthesia, is probably getting an IV. So there's mm-hmm. also IV fluids, and yep. then there's supervised waking up, making sure mm-hmm. that they're not having trouble waking up.
Right.
There's a lot more supervision that goes
right.
on.
They're
and it's
intubated.
Just a lot. Yeah, it's a lot for them.
Yeah. But they can also do other things, because I know, especially with the older ones, you know, if they have little warts or lumps or bumps, we can take those off at the same time. So then you're mm-hmm. kind of saving money. Because you're only paying one anesthetic fee.
If they have to go under, right? Do everything.
That's right. Exactly.
Get your shopping list.
So I'm assuming we're getting close to wrapping this up. So I'm going to leave it at this story that I just before we hopped on to record these episodes, I was watching, Rocky Mountain Rescue. Never seen this one before. Anyways, okay. They had just rescued this small little Bichon or poodle mix dog that was astray. That actually had, it's so funny that we chose dental for this one. And you guys had known none of this. All of the teeth were missing and the whole jaw receded back half of the length that it was supposed to.
Yeah.
And the vet was on there talking about how it probably started out with dental disease. The teeth fell out. and now it's overcompensating, and now the dog has to be fed. It can still eat and live a life. He learned how to eat with just his tongue, and the new owner would have to, you know, hand feed with wet food, but he could still live a life. And yeah, so it's funny that we chose dental, but this poor little thing. But yes, I mean, that's, I wish more people would realize the significance of good dental hygiene in pets.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like
to know that it's,
yeah,
to know that it's fairly safe now.
Yep.
I know. Oh, yeah. It is.
It's fairly safe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also important to get the baby teeth removed. I know I mentioned deciduous mm-hmm. teeth. That's when the baby teeth don't fall out. It's usually the canines. And it's important to get those removed also, because food and debris tend to get stuck between those two teeth. And now you're having decay there. And these are, you know, the brand new teeth. You don't want them to start off getting decayed. So they usually pull those when the pet is neutered. So expect to see that.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind that it really is something you should talk to your vet about. So if your groomer says, these teeth don't look right to me, talk to your vet. This isn't your groomer's job. There's nothing they can do. They're still going to go home with dirty teeth, even if you ask them to brush them. The groomer right. can't fix that for you.
No.
And sometimes we can't get the face to look like it used to, because like Denise was saying, it's painful. Mm-hmm. They don't want us to hold it. I know oftentimes an owner has said, well, then just shave it short. But now that would hurt more, because now we've taken this piece of metal that's vibrating very quickly and pushing it up against the places that hurt. So that's even more painful than us trying to gently hold it and scissor. So keep that in mind too. We might not be able to make that beautiful face like we used to.
And when you have a brand new young puppy and you're trying to teach them about having their face handled, know that young puppies are teething, and teething hurts. You know, so sometimes owners are being really rough around faces with a young puppy, but they're acting that way because teething hurts, just like little babies who cry. So mm-hmm. their mouths are actually fairly similar to ours in many, many ways.
Do you have any hints, Chrissy, on the behavior side about teething puppies? How to make it a little easier, or teach them what to chew and what not to chew?
So one of the little hints for our teething puppies is I like to have like little dollar store type stuffed animal toys that are wet down and put into Ziploc bags in the freezer so that they can have something cold to chew on. And to do that at regular intervals, maybe they won't chew on it, but now they have something to relieve and soothe their gums if they want to. And that if you do need to do like some cleaning around their eyes or brushing their face or something, let them chew on something frozen for a little while before you do it. So much like trying to provide relief for a baby who's teething, not that I have kids, I don't have kids, but that similar idea. So like dollar store toys that are just wet down, not like solid, like a brick, you know, ice cubes. A lot of times owners will say, oh, I gave them ice cubes, but they just crunch on an ice cube. They don't sit there and suck on an ice cube. So a fuzzy toy that's damp, thrown into a Ziploc bag, you can have them in the freezer all ready to go, and it's not going to make your freezer disgusting. And just put them on the floor or in the dog bed or in the crate and let them chew on them and see if that soothes it.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. anything else we want to cover with dental stuff?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
All right. So I guess to wrap it up, your dog's dental health is really important. Your cat's dental health is just as important. I know we tend to talk more about dogs. Sorry, it's an old habit, but it is just as important with your cats. And to know that you can brush their teeth, you can brush cats' teeth too. Cats mm-hmm. can be trained. Cats can be quite lovely. And some of the toothpaste for pets is actually like beef flavored and turkey flavored and stuff. So, you know, get the right equipment, talk to your veterinarian about what they recommend for toothpaste and what they recommend for toothbrushes, and just be aware that your pet's dental health is important. So again, thank you for listening to The Knowledgeable Pet Owner with Denise Herold, Lisa Herbold, and I'm Chrissy Neumeyer-Smith, and we're here to answer your pet owning questions. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.